Now we can return to news items. We cannot get away from roads as the paper seems full of transport-related items with the continuing work to the A47, naming of new roads, the Long Stratton bypass. The airport via Ryanair has a look in too. It's a Norfolk village known as Gateway to the Broads. But could Acle be about to earn itself the more unwelcome label of Gateway to Gridlock? Some locals fear that the duelling of the A47 will change the face of the quaint village forever. Acle sits at the centre of major duelling works and also the installation of a new 50-mile-per-hour limit along the Acle Strait to Great Yarmouth. But others believe that work is essential and hope that it will bring a positive and prosperous future for the local economy. And in the meantime, some people are complaining that the roadworks, which have seen a lane closed and a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit monitored by average speed cameras initiated by Acle and Blowfield, have doubled journey times.
Norwich is getting a girl power-inspired makeover. A city hall pledges to name new streets after local women. Council leader Mike Stonard said roads in new developments, including a 200-home estate in Mile Cross, should be named after well-known women and girls. The authority was urged to introduce the new policy by campaign group Common Lot to address a gender gap in the number of streets named after men rather than women. Mr. Stonard said, "We're happy to consider requests for naming a road after a well-known local person, especially if they've worked hard for their community or have historical links to the city. We would also be happy to consider naming new streets across the entirety of the city in celebration of Norwich women."
A milestone in the construction of the £47 million Long Stratton bypass has been reached after a new steel bridge over the route was hoisted into place. The 42-metre-long crossing was lifted into place on top of a specially constructed concrete abutment either side of the new road using a 750-tonne crane. Fabricated in Kent, the 90-tonne footbridge had to be delivered in two sections before it was welded together. Once complete and in use by the summer, the footbridge will provide a walking and cycling route linking the existing public rights-of-way between Fairfield Close and Church Lane.
200 spaces at one of Norwich's park and ride sites are due to remain off-limits to drivers through a deal which will pump more than £350,000 into council coffers. Norfolk County Council has been leasing 200 spaces at the Norwich Airport park and ride site to Anglo-French oil and gas company Perenco for staff car parking. But this lease comes to an end later this month, and it is in Norfolk County Council's financial interest to continue the arrangement with Perenco in order to generate income to mitigate property costs at the site and otherwise support the provision of park and ride services across the city. The spaces to be leased are not required for park and ride provision at the current time, nor is it predicted to require the space for the duration of the new operational contract, and the income that will be generated will support park and ride services.
Ryanair has confirmed its schedule at Norwich Airport for this summer. The budget airline launched in the city last April, offering flights to and from Faro, Malta and Alicante from Norwich. It has now confirmed the flights passengers can choose from at the airport this summer. There will be an increased frequency of flights from Norwich to Alicante, with planes jetting off three times a week between June the 6th and October the 24th. Twice weekly flights to Malta will resume on March the 30th, and twice weekly services to Faro restart on March the 31st.
Next, our first feature. Derek James's nostalgia column provides our first feature again as he discusses a book about the fascinating history of King's Lynn. His article is read by Ian Robertson.